Hello, AfterBuzzers. You are here to watch Man in the High Castle, Season 2, Episodes 3 and 4. So stay tuned as we find out whether or not Juliana was given asylum.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's kind of a creepy song, too.
It is. I feel like it would be more peaceful or calm if the nature or like the content of the show was a little different, but
I know a store called Edelweiss, so that's why I'm like, oh, it's even weirder, you know?
Well, and being season two, I thought maybe they would change it up and do something different, because some shows do, but they chose I'll call it classic now, because
I think the visuals changed a little.
I believe so.
Yeah, but the audio, no.
But, well, we've got a lot to kind of discuss, I feel like. We've got two episodes to cover tonight. So we're going to start with Season 2, Episode 3, which is called Travelers. I felt like, given what everybody did this episode, it was a pretty appropriate title. The first thing I guess I'll see, you know, what were your kind of overall thoughts of this episode?
So much went on these two that I had to write down notes, because there's so much that you have to keep track of. But I like this, continuing to keep going full speed ahead. And I was going to say, you need to introduce yourself, because you weren't here last week.
It's true. That's so true. I'm back from season one. Courtney Henderson. Of course, you can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Cohen, C-O-U-H-E-N. And naturally, introduce yourself.
What's up, guys? Carrie Lane here. And you can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. And if you're watching this live, we are in the chat room. And if you're watching it later, comment down below. Let us know your thoughts on this crazy season. And we are only going 2 episodes at a time, so please, no spoilers.
Yes.
It'd be really easy to binge this show, though. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, no, just 2 and stop.
It is. It's hard. But it's hard in the reverse to
keep track. You need to know what's going next.
Yes. And for predictions. It's so much more fun to not know what's really coming next.
This is true. Then we really couldn't do predictions, guys.
Yes. So it's for your own good.
I was telling her I left my notes at home, so I have it. I got a photo sent to me. So I'm like, oh, yes, wait, what was my first note? Oh, yes. Oh.
So first note.
My first note was I was so happy that they got back to talking about Thomas. And I wrote Dr. They called him, like, Gary, but I spelled it differently. I watch it with subtitles. So I'm like, how do you spell it? But the son is defective and then later on he obviously can't kill his son. But I was happy because that was something that I'm like, they need to come back to that.
From season one.
Yeah, because it was such a big thing. And I'm like, there's no way he's going to kill his kid.
Right.
But
even though he's such a loyalist and is just...
He's a family man.
So, yeah.
His family's first.
Absolutely. The thing I would say I feel like, which is pretty true, I feel like coming from season one into season two, from the first two episodes and now...
Ooh, I'm so sorry.
It feels like nobody really has a plan. Nobody knows what they're doing. Which, on one hand, is, like, really fun to see, because, in a way, you never know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
But then, on the other hand, it's kind of like, well, wait a minute. There's no sort of, like, method to the madness, it doesn't feel like, because everybody's just got no support. Everybody's just sort of grabbing for anything, and it's just kind of like... Okay, like, I don't know. I'm ready to kind of see some teamwork again.
Yeah, I feel there's tons of short-term plans, but no long-term plans.
Well, I guess that's what I mean by a plan. Like, everybody's just sort
of... No, like, long-game plans.
So, the ones I wrote, like, Juliana's like, I'm gonna go try to get this political asylum, which is what we see at the end of the last episode in episode 2. So, but it's like, she has no clue if that's gonna work. She's gonna, like, throw Joe's name out and hope that that will do something, and... As we see, it does something. I don't know that I would want to go through all of those examination testing. Obviously, look at us, though. Like, we obviously wouldn't want to go be tested to see how Aryan we are. Because we wouldn't do very well.
Well, so. That's all that.
Well, I don't know. I have brown eyes. You have at least bluish eyes.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Juliana's thing, the examination, the doctors and the doctor interview, I was like, ugh. But I like the Buenos Aires people talking to her about being Aryan. They were sitting next to her, and they're kind of like, hey, Hector, do you know this quiz? And I thought that was really interesting. And the creepy everything journal, like, detail everything you did. No, I didn't have sex with him. That's not what we heard. And I'm like,
But I was wondering if maybe Joe... I don't think they did.
I don't think they had sex.
I was wondering if Joe maybe said they did. And so now it's kind of like...
I want to
catching him in a lie, but obviously they're going to go with what he said. You know,
yeah.
I don't know why he would say that. Like, I don't know what advantage it would have for him to say that they slept together.
That he was swayed more by her because they were intimate.
I guess, but
or he cared about her enough or but, something. But that, I like, mean,
but obviously they're playing on that, and we see that. John Smith actually...
Of course he comes in. How convenient.
Takes over, yes.
But it makes their world smaller.
Yes. So he kind of comes and he gets her. And the one thing, I guess, that also kind of blew my mind, and I would love to get your guys' feedback on this as well, is when Juliana was doing the examinations and everything, they tell her, okay, we need you to detail everything and give us everything you've done since Trudy's death 2 weeks ago. Does it not blow your mind that all of season one and so far through season two is only a 2 week time period?
I don't think I'd even thought of that. Yeah.
Because, like, you think about, like,
so much has happened.
How, like, you know, she goes to the neutral zone. Like, Joe has now been, like, in New York and back, and then now he's in Berlin. You know, like, they've all, I don't know. It sort of feels a little bit like not enough time.
It's jam-packed.
For all of the places some of these people have gone. And, you know, how long... I don't know. It feels like it was just 2 weeks.
How long would it take to travel?
They were, like,
to
in the
there?
Neutral zone. Yeah. You know what I mean? You think about... Anyway, that was just one of the things that just kind of blew my mind. Yeah. Like, it's only been 2 weeks. All of this has only happened in 2 weeks.
I hadn't even thought of that.
So...
Do you... I have a note, and I'm like... And I don't know what it was. And then they were I said hiding Gary and why. But I don't know if that's referring to the doctor or
no.
Somebody else.
Gary, because I wrote that too. He's the only person, for whatever reason, that she doesn't name as part of the resistance.
Right. But, I was like, why is she hiding
him? And he tried to kill her.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would you... So
I don't know.
So, I mean, maybe that's part of, like, a long-term plan. Maybe it's just... I mean, one of those things where it's like, well, he is resistance, so we're not going to go there. Like... Ultimately, like, I still choose that side, so... But I honestly don't feel like Juliana's really on a side. I think she's just looking for the truth.
Surviving. Well, yes.
And now...
Surviving in truth,
Because of what going to look for truth has done...
Yes.
Now that she's just sort of in the survival mode, hence going, running for... Well, walking very quickly to asylum.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
the other thing, though, is if she keeps Gary as a, like, ace card hiding...
Yeah.
She could always say later of, like, she forgot his name.
Right.
Because later Smith is like, you would have told me everything, like, right? She could be like, yeah, she's like, there was this person, I didn't know he's important, and with all the trauma I was going through,
yeah, that's true. She could use it as leverage. Mm-hmm. Like... I mean, she knowing her, she could even be like, you think I was going to show all my cards up front? Like, come on, dude.
She could probably talk to Smith on that ground.
I
Any
think
of
so.
The other actors, probably not so much.
Yeah, no. No. So.
Oh, yeah. Joseph.
Yes.
Joseph.
Joe. In Berlin.
Yes. Meeting his dad.
Yes. Which, I always have mixed feelings. I mean, this sort of felt like straight out of a movie to me where... You know, like, estranged parent trying to make good, fancy party to impress him with all of his accomplishments, mystery girl, you know, beautiful mystery girl. Like, you know, it's just one of those where it's like...
Pretty sure I wrote, like, don't trust a pretty face or something
like
that.
Yes, right? So,
like, no, don't trust her.
I mean, but she's not the only sort of, I won't say mystery girl, but, you know, beautiful girl.
She's our femme fatale.
These
well, we don't know about her.
Come up. So
yeah, where's the
So her name's Nicole.
I was like, I write chronologically, not by character. So I'm like, where's that note? Joe, it's the fancy party. I want to know the man. I can't. Yeah, always a pretty face. That was my
always a pretty.
He's
face.
He's always like,
her.
But later, moving into episode the next one though, Joe gets all the ladies.
Well, he's a good-looking guy.
You know, he just gets all the ladies. And
and it doesn't hurt that his dad is who he is.
Yeah.
So, which, it kind of seems like Nicole's really the only one. It's not like it's something he's ever used before to try to get girls. Not that he's even
trying
to get these
Maybe
girls.
Maybe that's how he gets them. He doesn't try.
He's not going to try too hard. But
are you Team Joe or Team Frank?
Oh, I'm Team Joe. Team Joe all the way. I had to choose.
I like Frank, but I think I like Joe's personality more.
Definitely. Well, and
Frank's getting more.
I will say, Frank is kind of coming into his own where I'm like, okay, you're kind of a man.
Yeah. Before with him being like,
I
was like, nope.
No, I like Joe. But what did you think of the conversation with his dad? You know, finding out that, at least from his dad's point of view, he wasn't abandoned. His dad didn't leave them. That his mom was actually the one that left and kept them from having a relationship.
Oh, yeah. I believe the dad. I mean, that's
me too.
Classic tale, too, of, you know, mom takes a kid and, like, keeps distance. But if she really believes against the Reich, that totally makes sense to be, like, keeping him apart. Right. Yeah, it's like, there's that. Oh, yeah, he's like, yeah, I didn't think you'd be speech-making.
Right.
So I believe him, but from our point of view, he is brainwashed to believe the Reich is good and how he talks about it. So Joe, I think even if he believes his father of being, like, didn't leave him, didn't abandon him, he would still, like, nails on a chalkboard or just be like, he can't take his father's, like, dedication to the Reich. Like, that will always be... Well, Joe's never seemed to be gung-ho with that.
See, and I would feel like he sort of has teetered the line. Like, he doesn't know what to believe.
Doesn't now. After meeting Julia...
Right.
Juliana, he's like...
Right, because before, I feel like he didn't have a reason to question it. Yeah,
yeah,
like, and then his eyes were sort of open. Yes. And I guess that's why I've always sort of been more Team Joe, because once the opportunity to have a second perspective brought in, he kind of let that in and kind of, I don't know, pondered that or, like, kind of let that meddle and changed his course.
Yes.
Whereas with Frank, he just sort of, like, you kind of did before, he just wanted to kind of keep his, like, narrow shutters on and ignore, keep his head down. Which he even says in this episode, I believe.
Oh, yes. No,
you can't keep your head down anymore. I wrote
that quote. I liked it a lot. I've kept my head down for so long, I forgot what it feels like to stand up. I was like, I like that.
That was good.
He's like, no, I'm happy about
that
kill.
That was good. Yeah, I know, and so, I love that. He's like,
that's all right.
I never felt this good in years.
We didn't talk about... Oh, yeah, so Frank and Ed setting up shop with Childen, Robert Childen.
Right.
And Nia Pei, the Yakuza back. Yeah. I liked his home.
Right?
I love Childen. The shop owner dude. He's like one of my favorite characters.
Really?
I don't know why. He's just so adorable and weird and kind of kooky.
Such a crook. But
I
kind of love that he was outed.
Yeah.
And again, that's one of those, like, there's no plan here. Like, this is just like, I don't want to die right now in this moment. So I'm just going to throw this out there and hope I get another day to try to figure out the
Frank's
next
step. I got this.
So now they're going to be creating this artifact. They're totally taking over Childen's home, which it's still so funny to me that Childen fights so much of what Frank is trying to do, because he would be dead otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, dude, he needs a place to make this. Your place is
the
only place.
He just feels like he needs his own space kind of guy that he's
Well, of
like,
course.
He's very particular.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yes.
Well, then I was going to say the other note I led into was how Frank now is really joining shop with the Resistance and talking to Gary and Lem.
Well, but it's so funny because they try to, like, recruit him, basically, and he's like, I'm good. But then Sarah comes along, and it's like you said, always a pretty face.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sarah, granted, the circumstances were a little bit different. You know, the Japanese army was gathering people to sort of take in response to two of their own being killed when Juliana was going to get her asylum. So, it's so just kind of interesting, too, because I don't think Frank knew that that's why they were doing what they were doing.
True.
Like, you know, like, he didn't know that it was because Juliana ran to the border seeking asylum, you know, that whole thing. So it's just sort of funny how intertwined they kind of are.
He learns that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Later with Arnold Walker. Arnold Walker, and the Kempeitai, Inspector Kido and all that. That's when they reveal that Juliana fled to the Reich.
Right. Yeah, so... No, thank you. So, you know, but it's just one of those where it's like how intertwined they are, even
they
without knowing it at all. And, you know, she writes in this letter, and I love that the note...
I feel like they're such a great couple, but they're just not right now. They're not good be together right now.
I'm just saying, or ever.
Yeah. Well, him and Sarah. I was happy with that. That was later. I'm like, great.
Yes.
And Juliana, it's one of those, like, they were a good relationship, but it was just they're on two different paths that
Like they were kind of just going through the motions. Like, they were just bored.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was literally about to be like, I'm like, thank you. Yes, they were just kind of like
just
living their life.
Like, that's just what you're supposed to do. Yep. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep our heads down, and now we're not.
Yes, there was and then they're trying to figure out the Mandalay Castle. Oh, yeah, and then Juliana, that was the doctor, sorry. Juliana and John Smith, and then I think he's using her, he's using her to get to Joe.
Who's using?
John Smith is using Juliana to get to Joe.
And it's odd because she's doing the same thing back.
Yeah, no, she's like,
not that that's a secret, obviously, like she dropped his name to even get on their land, so. No, it's very interesting, kind of that whole dynamic.
Oh, yeah.
And
then Helen trying to be so nice. And, oh, yeah, we don't have locks here. And you're like...
I know. That's so weird. Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird.
Right? But I think it's one of those where it's like...
Well, it's semi-communism in a way that you help... But they have that sense of really helping each other and equal betterment. So it's you don't want to hurt your other because that's like hurting yourself.
But I feel like it's also just... If you can't lock your door, then you realize no space is truly your own. And so, like, we could always find out, you know, like, she can never keep hiding. She could never, like, hide a film or, you know, like, there's nothing. And it's not like they took her lock off. Although that would be interesting if we found out later, you know, oh, there's no locks here. And it's like only her door didn't have a lock, which I don't necessarily think is the case. But, yeah. So
I just want to know how many people defect, too, because it seemed like it's not unheard of.
Well, no, I mean, if there's, like, a whole legal process for it.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, I mean, because it's just, I wrote down, you know, that Thomas has a congenital disease that ends up, it weakens your body so much that you end up paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, at some point, there's no hiding Thomas's illness. And, I mean, I feel like at that time there was a lot of that where they just didn't have the modern medicine that we have today to handle, and so it could be any random spectrum of things that, you know, I mean, because you think about anybody that's born with some sort of disability or
like polio. Like, yeah. We have a vaccine for that.
Right. Not back then, you know. Yeah. So that kind of a thing where they just didn't know what to do other than kill them, which... I'm glad that has evolved. Yeah.
But there were adults who had it, but they didn't get rid of them. It's more like if you discovered it, then they eliminate you. But that just sucks of, like, if you're, I mean, okay, this sounds horrible, but it's like, if they discovered it in infancy, it almost makes sense to, like, kill a baby who hasn't, like, had any sort of life yet versus a, like, adult who's lived a life and, like, we need to kill you right now because you were defective. Right. That just suck of, like, but I, like, you couldn't understand all that.
Well, some would argue you couldn't understand, though, and that's part of why they need, like, Thomas, obviously, like, the disease that he has, his mind.
Oh, yeah, if it's a mind one, that's a different
thing. Is it this episode, or is it
the second one where he has the cup?
Yes. So, he knows, I mean, he's, like, slipped on the stairs. Like, he knows something's up. I mean, he hasn't been seeing a doctor for nothing.
I think the cup was...
But I think for him, it was one of those, where it's like, I can't even pick up a glass of milk. Really?
And he knows something's off.
Yeah.
I just want to know if he's going to talk to his dad about it.
So, I bet so.
I hope so.
The fishing trip thing crushed me. I mean, I know you brought it up.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he didn't kill Thomas.
Yeah. I'm not surprised, though, because there was that moment where the doctor's like, well, I'm the only one who knows. And I'm like, oh, you just signed your death sentence right there. Because it's like, and you're dead.
Yeah. So you just gave him the ability to kill someone.
But at
and
least
told him that, and told John Smith that you're the only one that knows. His son is sick.
The way it was, though, it kind of seems like a quick euthanasia. You know, it would be a painless and quick death, at least. So
it seemed it.
When the way you would do it,
When he killed the doctor.
Yeah,
it seemed, I mean, obviously, in the moment
he didn't
of shock.
Struggle
right.
kind of a thing. So, seemed,
and they said, you know, when his wife comes over and tells Helen, she just goes, his heart just stopped
suddenly. Oh, okay,
suddenly.
I thought they said,
like,
heart attack, yeah.
Well, I mean,
well, heart
in
attack's
different
pain
words,
and
but,
stop. And, like, I feel like you'd flinch up or something, but this just seems like more like you drift
off. It just happened, yeah. But I think when they do an autopsy or whatever, the result would look more like of a natural cause, like a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the moment, it would obviously be very different, a heart attack versus, you know, a shot to his leg or something.
The trade minister and the general.
Yeah, let's move on to episode 4.
Oh, no, they have some in 3. But yeah, we could definitely move to four. But I was
Well, let's use that to lead into four then.
Yeah, so the trade minister, and they're interrupting the meeting because they, you know, you altered the plan, the bus, the radiation thing.
Yes.
And then he said, I like how the trade minister, because I failed to prevent it. And I thought he was going to do seppuku. I thought he was going to kill himself at the end of the third episode. Because when his assistant comes in and, like, looks at the desk, he looked upset, like, trade minister had fallen.
Right.
And so I was like, he killed himself! But then we see at the beginning of episode four, he's still alive. So I'm like,
See, and I thought he was dead
the way they showed that in the beginning of the episode.
Well, it's like the alternate reality thing again.
His mind, so, I said mind traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it. So we see that, yeah, he's like mysteriously not at his desk at the end of episode three. So now in episode four, it opens so appropriately, I think, showing us where he might, we'll call it mind traveling, where he might have traveled to.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's in a home that could have been his in Japan. It looks like
I think that's his wife.
His wife, yeah, who
or
we
his
know.
Daughter?
I guess wife. I mean, I don't know, but I'm guessing wife. Who, this is clearly a time when, like, she was alive, so this is many years ago. This is obviously not the reality. Well, we know she's been dead for a long time.
Oh, yes. That was,
So that would have to be. Yeah, so it's one of those, so.
Or it's an alternate reality.
Like I think, well, that's true, yeah. So it feels like an alternate, well, that's what I mean. So we know this isn't the current state, because we know his wife in our, the, we'll call it the main reality or the, in reality, she's dead and has been for a long time. So now in this alternate world, however time works, maybe it's nonlinear and she's in this other reality.
On the previous episode, Steven, we got, Steven and I went a little bit into it, but not really, of how the films could exist and how the trade minister goes somewhere else of, like, are we talking, is this other worlds? Is this, like, you know, sliders? Is it just multiple options out there that happen? And so does the trade minister go between them, or can he see possibilities? We don't really know yet.
Right. Well, and yeah, because we got a little glimpse of how some of that might work with Juliana going and meeting him. But
only other thing I was going to add, the last one was Juliana cut her hair. Classic lady thing to do. I need change. I'm going to cut my hair.
Yes. And it's so funny because I remember sitting there thinking, what a good idea. And then when I saw it, I was like when I saw the first cut, I'm like, you don't look different at all. Like, you know, it's not. No, granted.
And now she has the bangs. The bangs.
I guess that's true. That's true.
Which
they only showed this part.
Yeah.
No, and I was like, you literally. No, granted,
I would
say
almost
that.
Want, like, here.
And I say that because, like, if I did that, I would definitely feel a difference. But
yeah.
It's not like you'd be disguising what you look like at all. It's
not
like she looks different.
I don't think
it's a
disguise.
It wasn't about that. No.
It's women do it.
It's so
fair,
true.
Just so you guys know, ladies do this notes. In terms of you break up with someone or you need a change, women cut their hair.
And I find it so interesting because she did that. She did that before she went and ended up meeting Rita.
Yeah. Then that's when. Well, that's when she learns Joe's in Berlin.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, she meets it before. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so she cut her hair before she went there.
Mm-hmm.
She runs into Rita, who explains.
Oh, we're all Joe's friends.
Yeah, and I just wanted Juliana to be like, no, actually, I'm not that kind of a friend. I guess that's maybe, like, the girliness and, like, or the girl. I say girliness, and I say that meaning, like, cattiness.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Julia.
She's not that kind of a girl, which is why she didn't put it back in her face, but.
Yeah. Juliana lately's been a little too mousy for me in the Reich.
Yeah?
She's been a little too much, like, I'm just gonna hide in here, and, like, I'm just gonna.
Well, it's because she doesn't have a plan. I think she's trying to figure out, like, what her next step
her,
or
like,
opportunity
thing with
is.
Rita, like, she didn't have that confidence to be like.
Yeah.
No, or even a, just a, oh, no, we're not. Like, she didn't say it.
Yeah.
She just kind of has. But, yeah, I think right now she's just, like, whirlwind and doesn't
spinning.
Have any sort of groundedness.
Oh, well, and I think for her, in a weird way, romantic or not, Joe kind of is a groundedness for her because he sort of was there for all of the. Ever since she kind of had to go into that survival mode with looking for truth, he sort of has been the constant. And now he's not, and she's looking for a constant. And it just so happens she's looking for Joe.
The other thing, this kind of leads into later at the end, but with Mrs. Smith, how did, when she learns that the doctor's dead, how do you think she knew that Smith did it, her husband did it? Because I was like, how did she know?
I think she just...
Because Thomas says the, like, yeah, I saw him the other day, but how does that equate to my husband killed him?
I don't know. I feel like maybe she knew that he was meeting with him. Like, maybe she knew Smith was meeting with the doctor that day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe Thomas has said something that we haven't seen.
Maybe that was just more didn't even know that Thomas was seeing the doctor that often. So maybe it could have been that.
Oh, and so she just kind of figured
out. So she thought it was weird.
He was more sick than she knew.
Yeah.
And.
Maybe.
Because then when he tries to, when he does explain.
Oh, I'm so happy
when
he finally tells her. Oh, thank goodness.
What did you think about her reaction, though?
She can't kill her kids. And because she has the other scene when, I forget what episode it was, but when he's coming home and she gets a gun ready and, like, she would have killed her kids in case it was somebody else. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't do it. So I think she also is, like, I don't want to kill my... But it's interesting she said my babies, as if they would take her daughters away, too. But maybe
they think would.
They'd have to test them. Or maybe they'd...
No,
all your kids
I
are defective.
Think she's saying... If they found out that they were keeping a defective kid alive, like, I don't know, maybe they could go to jail or something.
Yeah.
Like, just
that's
they
true.
Would just take her kids away from her.
Ugh.
Whether they'd kill them all, whether they would just do it for testing. But I think it's just one of those where, like, well, we can't risk you guys keeping alive another defective kid. So, I hate that.
Oh.
Like, they call it that.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
It just, which is good because we've evolved to not thinking that way as a society.
No, I think her reaction is she can't kill her kids. There's no way. We need to keep them alive and just what to do. And I like that they're kind of this power couple together. Like, they totally seem to understand each other.
I felt like they weren't on the same page at all in that moment. I felt like
but they will be. Like, she won't kill her kids. He won't either. That they're similar-minded.
But I feel like she just... He's got a plan.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's just like, no, like, we have to surrender. Not saying she's going to, like,
kill her
kid.
Oh, no, I didn't think she would.
But she just, I just felt like she didn't see any other option than them taking Thomas. Like, there's no way that they can hide this. There's no way that they can keep him alive. Even though they're not going to kill him and they can't kill him, I just sort of felt like she was just like, what have you done?
She was lost.
There's nothing... We're helpless. I guess I sort of felt like she was just in this, like, vulnerable, helpless moment, and he was sort of in this moment of, like,
confidence and,
like, he is confronting her and telling her this truth, and he's only telling her now because he knows how he's going to try to handle the situation.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have told her however long ago.
That's true.
Although, I guess it's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, well, I do want to talk about, which you kind of mentioned... Togomi and how he couldn't convince the general Onada about how dangerous it would be to to move
the escalate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So was that his wrist or his assistant's wrist that was burned? Did you see that?
I didn't take a note. No.
When they're talking to the general and they're like, "Here's the photos of look how horrible it is when this happens."
I think
they're picking the paper up, and I thought it was his wrist.
I think it is. I think it's. You mean Togomi's wrist?
I thought it was trade minister
or the general.
Trade minister. So not general. I didn't know
Togomi.
If it's the assistant though.
I don't think so.
Okay. I want to know how he got it.
That may be
to come.
Because
we don't know yet. Yeah.
So he was not able to convince him.
Yeah.
But Kido mm-hmm. overheard this conversation, and he's the one that goes out and gets the general drunk.
Okay, that's where I... Thank you for picking up on that, because that's where I was like, what is the thing he's signing? And then...
Yeah. He's signing.
Yeah.
I love how he said it was like a routine order.
Yeah, it's fine.
No,
it's
he goes and gets him drunk, so he'll sign that they're not going to... transport this radioactive material.
I thought it was interesting that previous girl was back again, and I thought there was maybe chemistry between Kido and her.
Maybe a little, yeah.
They're like-minded.
I wasn't quite sure
what
to think either.
They're gonna, like, hop in the sack now, but they see a kindred spirit or mindset mm-hmm. and survival and, like, steelness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just tough. I think they get along. I thought it was interesting, though, that their host places that they go to, that it's white women. I would think if they're so anti-Americans, they would want...
But I think that's why.
Well, it's
they're
like you're
help.
Using them. Yeah. That was my other
thought,
too.
I mean, that's the only...
Yeah.
thing I could think about, which I actually thought, this is kind of going back, sorry to jump around a little bit, you guys, going back to season, I keep saying season, episode 3, where Sarah says, you know, basically, well, we weren't American, and then when the Japanese took control.
No, that's in 4.
Is that in 4?
Yep.
Okay, thank
that's
you.
That's
okay,
Manzanar.
Yeah,
they're stuck in the middle, the Japanese, and talking about the difference between being Japanese and Japanese American.
Yeah, and so, and I mean, I wasn't alive at this time, and obviously, this is a
alternate
non, like a fiction
alternate history. Somebody said that one of the there we go. Thank you, chat room. Somebody said it was his assistant's wrist.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Then I want to know why the assistant had those burns too. Either way, whoever's wrist it was, I'm like, who has
but
it?
If it's, it sounds like, okay, thank you.
Somebody in the, I think it was in the comments, explained that it's alternate history. And I was like, that's a good way to describe how the show.
Well,
it's an alternate history.
It is, because it's what if the World War had ended differently. So, but I did find that interesting and just kind of, like, how crappy... you know, like a circumstance, and how I'm sure some of that really happened. The other thing that I found interesting, which I just sort of wrote down as a note, is was about the kids being taught. It's so interesting because, like, I've heard before, you know, they say that history is written and rewritten, and like the winners are always the ones that get to write it.
Yeah.
And so it's so interesting how prevalent I feel like when we've seen the kids being taught, that it's very apparent that our founding fathers having slaves is always talked about.
Okay.
And then there was something else I wrote about that, too.
Was that Thomas with Juliana? And he's like, didn't they teach you about the Indians? And when he was doing her testing? Yeah.
Yes,
he says,
maybe that's when it was.
And I kind of joked that to myself that he doesn't mind helping her out because she's pretty. Because it was like, do you want to help her? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, I do. That's
but
so
he,
funny with Thomas.
He was cute.
Yes.
But he says, brainwashed for her, you're brainwashed with that propaganda. Which, I'm like, Thomas, do you realize how you say that? So are you. But there's no way he would see that.
Right. Of course not.
No. But yeah, there was that, and then that was the Thomas don't know anything.
And then Joe, still in Berlin.
Yes.
But wants to come.
Wants to leave.
To New York. Wants to go home, back to New York.
Have his honest job.
I love, which I kind of think is so cute. Like, this is also kind of why I'm
there it is, yeah.
Team Joe, because he's just like, I just want to go do construction. And as we know, so he gets permission to leave, which I loved the way he said that to his dad.
Yeah.
When his, you know, he talks about going back, and his dad asks him, he's like, oh, so are you going back? And he's like, well, am I allowed to go home? I mean, it's
well,
not really
needs
up to
his
me.
Permission, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's like, his dad asks him, like, you know, your dad's like, oh, are you going, are you, you know, do you leave tomorrow to go home, back to work?
Like,
and it's like, well, you have that choice. It's like, you're the one making that call, so why are you even asking me?
Yes.
So he goes home, but.
I like her thing of, like, why don't you use your father's prowess, his power, and do something here? But then I was like, I don't know if I trust her.
No, like you said before, always a pretty face.
I feel she's
just
working for somebody.
To walk into the bar or into the hotel right as he was leaving. And
oh, and then she kissed
buy me
him.
A drink.
Yep. Oh, hook, line, sinker. He's done. He's
I
done.
I hope not, but he thinks Juliana's dead,
correct?
Yeah. So he
enough.
Has no
he doesn't know, yeah, pretty much.
But didn't, oh, I don't know if it was his dad. I think it was John Smith that said something about they're just confirming if the body that was found was hers.
Yes,
even
like
though
that.
He knew it, I think John Smith knew it wasn't Juliana, or whoever was the one telling him knew it wasn't Juliana, but was using that to, I think, try to see what that relationship, you know, how he would react and how intimate that relationship may or may not have actually been.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think Joe thinks she's dead.
Yeah.
So but he kind of has no reason to hold back. Like, he can move on romantically, even though I don't think anything happened, but I think he wanted to, and there were some moments.
They had chemistry.
They had some moments, so I'm excited to see him go back to New York and kind of what
connect
that entails. So,
I was going to say, the only other things we didn't talk about are
Frank.
George Dixon.
Oh, yes.
That, you know, Juliana goes, I was going to say real quick, she goes looking for him. Who's the guy? Oh, who's the guy? Who's the people trying to follow her and then kill her? Trying
to. Like the mystery,
Yep, and then he calls her. That's about it.
And then, so...
Who do you think they are? Are they the resistance just trying to get rid of her? Because Which is weird. I don't think the resistance
would be trying to get rid of her.
I don't think so
because
either.
I don't think they really know if she's which side she's on.
Exactly.
I don't even know that she knows. I mean,
yes.
I think she's fighting for freedom.
Yes.
You know, and looking for truth.
And truth. Yeah. Freedom and truth.
But we didn't fully talk about how. Well, first of all, I love Ed. And I feel so bad for him in these episodes because
he's dragged along.
Yes. And Frank, like, so we see in episode 3, they totally set up shop to make these things and repay this debt. And then all of a sudden now it's all about this bomb and getting this explosive material, you know. And and I have to say I was a little disappointed in the episode in the sense that they're going, like, this is like a secret mission type circumstance.
They were not very quiet.
They don't show anything. Like, they don't show how hard it is to get in the building. Like, nobody almost catches, you know, it's just one of those, like, it just sort of seems like with everything going on in the world, it would not be that easy to just go in, drill in, suck this crap out, and get out of there with absolutely no obstacles whatsoever. Like, it would have been so much more fun. It's like, this is such a cool little storyline. And
it was
intense.
Frank. Yeah.
And there was, like, a moment or two, you know, when he's drilling where it's like, oh, my gosh, is he going to...
That was about the only tension.
And I just felt like...
Sarah's walking around upstairs with her noisy shoes. Yeah. And they're drill, and I'm like, they're really loud.
Yes.
And, like, nobody catches them, but they get it, and then...
Yeah.
It worked, and OMG, Sarah and Frank. Someone was asking if we're shipping relationships. I'm happy for Sarah and Frank.
Me too.
I want that to work.
Yeah.
That's great. And they were like, we're going at it now.
I love that. I mean, hey, in a time like that, what else?
We just survived.
Yes.
That's the excitement.
So, but I was a little disappointed that they didn't show that there wasn't anything more to it. It just sort of happened, you know?
And they walk right out.
And there's no obstacle whatsoever. And then poor little Ed is like sent back.
He's like, okay.
To go.
I'll give you a ride home.
Yeah. And then.
If we have really quick predictions.
I think that's it.
That was kind of it. That was the only
other.
That's
all I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets hot and heavy with Sarah.
And then Trade Mister doing his yoga at the end.
Yeah.
I dug his tree pose.
Well, predictions, well, I guess, I mean, this episode's called Escalation.
It escalated.
We don't get any resolution. We just sort of get all these open ends with all of these different characters. Like, will Joe really come back to New York?
Mm-hmm.
I think, I will predict that Joe does come back to New York.
I think he does eventually. I think he will do a little bit more
he'll
in Berlin.
There longer.
And then go back. I do think Giuliano will maybe reach him, and that will bring him faster back to New York.
Ooh, I like that. That Giuliana is the reason he...
Yeah.
When he comes back, it's because of her.
Yeah, it'll be like the pull. Frank and Sarah are going to continue being the resistance.
Yeah.
Ed hopefully does a little bit more, because poor guy.
I'm also going to predict that Ed, on his own, has to figure this whole debt thing.
Yes.
And that it's because it's up to Ed to...
To solve it.
To, like, make the debt, to get the payment on time. But I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get the payment on time.
And then Trade Minister and Keto hopefully will do a little bit more together.
Yes.
I think that's kind of it.
That's good.
Yeah. Yay!
Woohoo! Well, thank you guys so, so much for joining us. As always, tune in. We'll be back next week with episodes 5 and 6. Hopefully Steve will be back with us. Sounds like he should be. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Cohen, C-O-U-H-E-N.
And you guys can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And a quick little shout out to Paper Ronnie for this lovely scarf and this kind of, speaking of yoga tank. Very comfy. And check out their stuff on Instagram. Yay! So thank you guys.
Have a good
next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.